Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Freddy. Will the talent ever start? Yes? We're feeling much better now. Thank you very much. Let's take just a second to tell you who these fine-looking young boys are. We have, for your listening and dining enjoyment tonight, you've seen him. We started out on the electric bass, and he switched over to the upright bass. Actually, this is... You know what the doghouse looks like? Well, that's the pup house bass. Edgar Meyer's bass after taxes. And he'll play the fretless electric a little bit later for you as well. Fine harmony singer. We're from the same hometown, which is Bowling Green, Kentucky. Haven't been there, I see. And shoot, we went to the same high school. And he graduated. It's a Kentucky thing, don't they? But make welcome an incredibly fine musician, Mr. Byron House. We had time for all that one, too. Doggone it. On the drums, originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. His feelings are already hurt. Don't try to make it up now. But as you will notice throughout the whole set, he can play any kind of music. We're really happy to play with him. Spent 22 years in Las Vegas, Nevada with Cirque du Soleil. It could have happened. Would you believe 10 years with Porter Wagoner? Would you believe he, in the last few years, has a paper route and delivers Bela Flex morning newspaper? Anywho, we love playing with this guy from originally from Albuquerque. This is Chris Brown. I wish we had time for that one, too. It's, you know, we got to get on with it. And, of course, the man of 1,000 intros over here. He doesn't know any of the songs, just the guitar kickoff. This young man, originally from Duncanville, Texas. And... we started playing together in 1990 with Miss Emmylou Harris and her Nash Rambler band. I believe we visited Albany once in that band, and happy to continue that association ever since. You find out what a fine guitar player he is, and he's a great singer. He's going to do one of his songs for you in just a moment. Actually, he's a very good mandolin player, so no need in him, you know, doing that tonight. But it's a Texas thing, and maybe... maybe it's the Texas connection that he's got, but besides his fine musical talent, well, we think he does the best Ross Perot that we've ever heard. He's feeling kind of political tonight, and so if you wouldn't mind giving us a few Rossisms, we'd really appreciate it. Being this is a state capital, you got to you got to get with it. So give us a couple of Rossisms if you don't mind.
Can we talk? This is just sad, people. Okay? I don't know about y'all, but my taxes are higher than Sam Bush in the 70s. It's higher than George Jones' bar tab. It's just sad. Things are just sad. I feel like a Bela Fleck and a Pamela Anderson look-alike contest, for crying out loud. You know what I'm saying? It's like saying, remember the Alamo, to a Texan with Alzheimer's. Now, here we are in the middle of a war. You know what Congress is doing? Investigating Martha Stewart. Now, that's just sad. I'll teach you how to make Christmas ornaments, for crying out loud. And see, we wouldn't be there if everybody listened to me when I told y'all about Enron years ago. I told y'all that Enron Hubbard and all that Scientology stuff was nothing to get involved in, and nobody listened to me. So remember next time, Ross for Boss.
Thank you, Ross. Ladies and gentlemen, from Texas, Mr. John Randall Stewart. And let's feature John Randall on one of his songs. I actually co-wrote this one with another Texan, Mr. Guy Clark. And they write occasionally, and they write some good ones. So here's one called It Ain't No Trouble to Me.